things. And then it explodes into this enormous collage of what this present moment looks like, what it feels like, and what it sounds like. It explodes into this enormous collage. And in this moment, we are perfect, perfect. We are whole, we are whole, and we are beautiful, and we are beautiful.
It appears rather gruesome, wrinkled like a walnut, and with the consistency of mushroom.
Hello, welcome to Particles and Waves on CITR Radio 101.9 FM, broadcasting from unceded Musqueam territory in Vancouver at the University of British Columbia. My name is Mia. This next hour is mine. It is an eclectic music program. I have an amazing lineup today and a very special guest calling in about 15 minutes. So really, really great show going. One half of the Vancouver duo Critical Unity will be calling in, and we'll be discussing their new EP, which drops on Friday. But first, I had a question earlier this morning, actually, which was, what the heck is Portugal the Man doing, and why is it not making new music all the time? Because every so often I'll go back to Evil Friends, which is their 2013 album, which was produced by Danger Mouse, and is just, it's such an atom bomb knockout of an album. It's so good. So I went searching, and I went sleuthing, and I found out something even better, which is that Portugal the Man worked with Yoko Ono on a song, and it's called Soul Got Out of the Box. So I'm going to play that, because come on, that's so great. I've got stuff by Diana and Twin Reigns after that, and then we're going to be having a chat with my special guest. So please enjoy and stay tuned.
The soul got out of the box. The soul got out of the box. The soul got out of the memory box and placed itself on an unpaved road. The soul kept shivering like an untouched woman weeping. The wind was very fine. The wind was very fine. The soul kept shivering like an untouched woman, weeping without tears.
Hello, doomsday. Could you be my friend? My soul got out of hand. Come on, doomsday. I've been lost since the soul.
Don't need words no more.
back at it all from a distance. Three sunken and hungry eyes. Couldn't see I'd already taken what I needed to get me by. Confession. Do you picture me solemn and silent as I drink from a bitter cup? Do you call on my ghost just to bear witness to your new charade? But the tear that's forming in your fantasy couldn't call back the fear.
that's your story.
Welcome back. So you just heard A Swim by Twin Reins off of their album Automatic Hand, which I've been enjoying the absolute heck out of. Before that, Confession by Diana from Familiar Touch, and off the at the top of the show, Soul Got Out of the Box by Yoko Ono featuring Portugal the Man, which just pleases me to no end. And with that said, my guest has officially successfully called in. Object One, do you read me?
Yes, I copy.
Excellent. All right. So why don't you tell the audience a little bit about who or what you are, I guess. And you're one half of a duo called Critical Unity, and you guys are dropping your EP on Friday.
Yeah, we're kind of a bit of an semi-political alt-rock duo that often plays as a trio, and we are fairly influenced by a whole bunch of different things in addition to alt-rock, things like I'm really influenced by 1970s punk, classical music, because I'm a classically trained pianist. My brother's quite influenced by jazz. Does that answer the question fully?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. So can you tell me a little bit about how Critical Unity got its start?
Actually, it got its start because I had a really awful concussion, and my brother, the guitarist in the band, and the other half of Critical Unity, Product A, he helped me out by coming to my house and looking after me, and we both started just jamming together.
Cool.
And it was really amazing to start playing together. I forced him to be in bands with me when I was in high school, and always wrote his guitar parts for him and forced him to play them how I wanted them to play. But this is definitely less tyrannical and more collaborative.
Are you the older child?
Yes, I am.
Yeah. I'm an eldest child, too. So, yeah, and I was saying a little bit earlier on Twitter and when we were just chatting now that I've given the whole EP a listen. I'm incredibly impressed because, like, you guys are very upfront on the socialism, the feminism, you know, the political stances, and every song kind of tackles something slightly different. So I was wondering kind of off the bat, do you have, I'm sure that this is like a ridiculous question, but out of the songs that are on there, do you have a favorite track to the that was the really best one to write and record?
Well, I kind of have a few different highlights for different reasons. Personally, I really like the harmonies at the end of Do Nothing.
Me too.
That one, the last little bit is quite impressive, I think, for me, that I also hit some of the really high notes. And I really like Wake because me and my brother wrote it together. It features a lot of my brother's lyrics, which are quite dreamy in some of the verses. And I think it's probably the strongest song. But personally, I really like Blackout just for my own personal reasons. That one is more about my coming out. So it's something that I play to kind of give myself perspective. It's really deeply an emotional song for me, whereas the other two are probably more technically better.
Yeah, I definitely sort of picked up on the fact, I mean, some of it is certainly very, very, very personal, but a lot of what really struck with me as well was that so many of your lyrics have that precision. Like there's a line in Do Nothing, which I really love, that talks about buying stuff with the label natural on it. And I guess we should explain that Do Nothing is about environmental destruction, right?
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. But that, yeah, the line about sort of making yourself feel better by buying stuff that sort of has natural or green on the label just was such a, like, it's such a beautifully specific piece of songwriting. And I was wondering actually if you could talk a little bit more about, especially sort of in the wake of a lot of drama in the world, sort of, and here in Canada with some of the pipeline issues that have gone down. You know, yeah, more of your thoughts on what single people even could do. This is a huge question to ask, but, you know, it's important to be able to get a message out there. And, yeah, I'm curious about more of your thoughts.
I think that Do Nothing is really, even though I understand that the individualization of responsibility is not a good thing. I mean, corporations have so much more power mm-hmm. and so much more hold that they can really affect change in such a more immediate and fast way. But just because the individual doesn't have as much power, I don't think is any reason to give up. I think that it was really amazing for both me and my brother when we were working on some of this album, when we were first jamming together. He lived just a little bit down, a little bit further down Burnaby Mountain from that, from the area that was being protested for a while.
Mm-hmm.
That was quite a while back now, when mm-hmm. we were first initially jamming. But and his house at some point previously had been evacuated in previous years just due to some sort of oil spill. And then they live quite close to the waterfront, which is near the refinery, and it's a little bit gross. So all of the water in that area, it's not really necessarily said by people who live there that it's great for swimming. Yeah. So it was definitely with that in mind, even if you're showing up just to do a little bit, but at the same time, you don't want to be just participating in the greenwashing and doing something just to appease your own morals and to pat yourself on the back.
Absolutely. Yeah. That is a really, really interesting sort of setup for that song. And it makes a lot of sense, certainly. And it kind of got me thinking, I have this little mini obsession with Canadian protest music because it's so different from American protest music. And I don't know that you would necessarily classify any of the songs on the Blank Canvas EP to be explicitly a protest song, but if you could write a protest song, a Canadian protest song about anything, what would it be?
Oh, it would definitely... I guess I kind of... So the song that didn't actually make the cut on the album because it was just too messy when we recorded it was a song called, I don't know if I can say it on air, F Off.
Sure.
Which we retitled to Casanova, and it was all about street harassment.
Nice.
But it wasn't... We didn't cut it because of the content. We cut it because it was just a little bit too chaotic. I'm not sure what I'm going to do with it yet, if I'm just going to release it as kind of a bonus, but we felt like it kind of was, just way too messy, way too many guitar licks, way too many. It did prove its point, but that's definitely my personal protest song because, that was at the time a little bit of my cross to bear, and I feel pretty strongly that no one should feel bad going out at night or be harassed or be bothered, no matter what they look like, no matter how they're dressed.
Yeah.
You know, all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, absolutely. And that actually leads me into a little something else that I wanted to ask you, because, you know, you describe yourself as an explicitly feminist group. You are. There's been this sort of weird issue, I guess, non-issue, whatever, about the use of that F word in mainstream music, and whether sort of female musicians, whether it's Beyonce, you know, performing in front of a gigantic sign that says feminist, or Taylor Swift just being like, I like, you know, like everybody equal, but I don't want to use the F word. And I'm curious about your experiences in the music industry on this level, sort of independently, and whether, you know, branding yourself like that has, you know, kind of revealed any issues, or, you know, what's the experience been like?
It hasn't really revealed any issues, at least especially in this group. And I think part of that is because having my brother in the band with me kind of insulates me to some criticism. Mm-hmm. People don't necessarily, when we're playing gigs or something, people don't come up to me and try to tell me how to do things. They just talk to my brother instead, which I'm fine with. You know, if somebody wants to do or say something sexist, chances are he's going to be the conduit instead of me, which actually kind of takes the pressure off me. But it does suck for him. And no one is going to say anything particularly racy about me or anything like that, because they know I'm his sister and he wouldn't appreciate that. Mm-hmm. In terms of the whole idea of that, you know, a female artist has to come out as feminist, mm-hmm. I just wanted to eliminate that at the start. And also my the songs that I've written and the songs that my brother's written and that we're co-writing together, I mean, they're quite explicitly feminist, first of all, in a lot of the content. So I feel like it would be quite a bit of an omission to not include that.
Sure.
And then also, I just think it's kind of pushing it forward. I can understand also why people don't necessarily want to be associated with feminism, because sometimes feminism isn't totally intersectional.
Yeah, no, there are definitely some people I know who have gone with womanist and other sort of labels, because, the big capital F feminism tends to slip up sometimes.
Yeah. I think that also it has, there's a lot of weight and tradition with the word feminism, and there's a lot of transphobic history. There's a lot of leaving out Black people, but mm-hmm. personally, I feel like I want my type of feminism to be intersectional, and that as a band, we're quite committed to anti-oppression.
Absolutely. 100% agreed. Yeah. And it's something that you kind of always have to keep in mind, and I think it's really, really excellent. I am seeing more and more artists sort of come forward with this framework in mind, in how they create art. So thank you for being part of that and for doing it very, very well. Like I said, I'm very impressed with this EP.
Thank you.
the EP is going to be released on Friday. Is that correct?
Yes. Somehow around the time zone change, I'm not sure. Because it's going to be released because today is Tuesday for you guys.
Yes.
There. Sorry, it's Wednesday morning here.
Right. Yeah, the 13th, essentially.
Yes, on the 13th. Yeah, on the 13th.
Beauty. Where can people go to find it?
It's going to be on Bandcamp,
okay.
As well as SoundCloud for streaming. So if they do want to download it and have it on their iPod, they can buy it through Bandcamp. I realize a bit of the contradiction of being a fairly anti-capitalist band, but asking people for money for music, but at the same time also feel like music has worth.
Yeah,
but it'll be there for people to access if they want, or stream it if they don't want to pay anything or don't have any money.
Yeah, that's fair. No, I think that I'm really hoping at least that one thing that kind of comes out of the last quarter of 2016 and all of the revelations therein is that the things that have been free on the internet are not necessarily there should be some kind of monetization, but I think that we need to drastically rethink how that works. So I think that you definitely can be anti-capitalist and also need to function within the existing framework that we have, but that is totally
well
fair.
Said.
Yeah. And then you kind of alluded to this when we were off the air, but you two will not be doing a tour, or do you have sort of some dates set up in theory? Are you going to be performing anywhere around Vancouver anytime soon?
Unfortunately not. I'm over here in Perth, Australia, a little while before we released the album, while it was still being mastered.
Mm-hmm.
My partner's visa ran out, and I just decided to come with her over here to Australia, and it kind of put a little bit of a stop on some of the Critical Unity plans. But
sure.
As soon as I'm back in the country, which hopefully in another year's time, we are hoping to arrange some tours and to start working on our next album.
Absolutely. Please keep me notified. I will keep the listeners notified. I'm going to play the title track from the Blank Canvas EP so that they can get an idea of what you sound like. And thank you so much for calling in.
Thanks for having me, Mia.
Yeah, absolutely. Call back anytime you'd like. And enjoy Wednesday. We will have the rest
thank
of Tuesday.
Thank you.
All right. Talk to you later.
All right. Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye. All right. And as promised, here is the title track, Blank Canvas, from the Critical Unity's Blank Canvas EP.
I just want to be uptight. Everybody wants to express themselves, and I just After 9 weeks of live performances, Shindig, CATR's annual Battle of the Bands, is moving into semifinals. Come out to Shindig January 10th to see Devours, Mark Mills, and Prison Hair, the 17th to see Carousel Scene, Jerk in the Can, and Pavel, and the 24th to see Jock Tears, Tiny Sprout, and Mirepoix. The semifinals are every Tuesday of January at Pat's Pub. As always, there will be an opportunity to win beverages for jokes or fun facts. Shindig is sponsored by AMS Events, Backline Musician Services, Canadian Music Week, Discorder Magazine, Fader Master Studios, Rain City Recorders, Mint Records, Music Waste Festival, Nimbus Recording, Thunderbird Radio Hell, Six Cent Press, Silver Fox Postering, Band Merch Canada, Blue Light Studios, Zulu Records, Four Winds Brewery, Fernie Brewing, and Print Print. All three shows will be amazing, and you'll want to be there to see which of these three local artists will move into the final round.
Hey there.
Barev.
We're the Armenian Students Association, and we're here to bring together everyone,
Armenians and non-Armenians,
who are interested in learning about the Armenian culture here at UBC.
Find us on Facebook at ASAUBC to stay up to date. We look forward to seeing you at our future events.
All right. So, with all everything else said, I like I said, I have a very good lineup of music for you, and I want to delve into everyone's favorite genre, which is personal, capital F, feelings indie rock from Manchester. It's time. In this case, specifically, I want to play Courtiners. They're a band that's been around for around 10 years or so, and a track that I discovered last week called Are You in Love with a Notion from their 2013 album Anna has been seriously my jam all this week. So I'm going to share that with you. I've also got a track from the new album by the Darcys called Studio City. When the Darcys was kind of described to me, it was just like, oh, hooray, more 80s inspired, you know, very self-aware pop. And it's like, yeah, but it works. It works very well. And after that, some surf guitar, because, of course, we have to have surf guitar. So please enjoy Are You in Love with a Notion by Courtiners here on Particles and Waves.
Why are you so in love with it? Why are you? frantic pace, you told Allison next door that all your dreams are mean. But then your home screen flashed some more. He never was one for serenade. Have you really thought this through? Is he really the one, really the one? Why are you so in love with him? Why are you so in love with the notion? It doesn't do you any good. It doesn't do you any good at all. Why are you so in love with him? Why are you so in love with the notion? It doesn't do you any good. It doesn't do you any good at all.
another dimension. How to walk and be able to disappear. No burials, no tears or no illusions. You'll be remembered, but not for very long.
Tune into Post Rock Friday from 10 to 11 with your host John P for the best in post rock, drone, ambient, experimental, and noise.
Welcome back. You just heard Fourth Dimension by Kawama from their album Seasick. When I was going through the album to try to figure out what song I was going to pick, as soon as I saw that there was one called Fourth Dimension, that was obviously going to be the one. For that, Studio City by the Darcys off of Centerfold, and Are You in Love with a Notion by Cortiners from the 2013 album Anna. I have a confession to make. Forgive me, listeners, for I have sinned. I haven't really listened to Run the Jewels a lot yet, but their new album is out and in the studio, so I'm going to start. Everyone's got to start somewhere. So let's begin with Down from Run the Jewels 3. It comes with a bit of a content warning, being what it is. But yeah, please enjoy. I definitely certainly have of the bit that I've listened to.
The highest of hopes that I never have to go back to the trap, and my days are dealing with dope. So I only spit fire and dope. So later on, you can go quote my lines to your people and folk. And they say, dang, that boy be spitting that pressure, and he be smoking that pressure, and he's smart as a professor. Yes, sir, 25 lighters on dresser, pound of that pressure, sitting right next to him, next to a book and a gun. Valor the bullet, you better use one. One time for the freedom of speech, two time for the right to hold heat. Just give to the fifth of the cops in the house. Close your mouth and pray to your Jesus. That's why, cause the devil a lie. So I stay holy and high. May never get rich, but I never bitch, cause I made it here by and by. My, y'all, I could've died, y'all, a couple times.
times I took my eyes off the prize, y'all. I know a few people prayed for my demise, y'all. But like cream, I had to rise, y'all. Oh my, y'all, I could've died, y'all. A couple times I took my eyes off the prize, y'all. I know a couple people prayed for my demise, y'all. But even birds with broken wings won't fly, y'all.
RTJ, you're gonna need a bigger boat, boys. You're in trouble. Hey, gonna need a little hope, boys, on a double. Hey, you're mucking with a G here, she ain't talk to me. Maybe listen to the man that barely dies his own lobotomy. Pop the tape and baby, we got shit we wrote for you. For you, can't fulfill it with a pure absence of hope can do. Only to leap through blame it brings and break the nose of crews. Instead of the wings, don't be the darlings, hope they've broken you. Yeah, they better hope that I'm a full force and a cold fact. See the cold floor where I lick dirt when the dough dried and the pride died. Had a Dell Max, had a shop right. Give me cool meals and the lights on. I'm a do right, get a new crew, make a new life. Never boo-hoo, never lose sight. I'm a hoodoo with a burst heart from an old soul. But a stop drop with a squad's hot, we don't stop a lot. We don't talk a lot about it, we just pop it off a lot. I'm high, man, I'm a cosmonaut. Scream fuck up till they lop our bloody noggins off, I promise y'all.
I'm not my, y'all. I could've died, y'all. A couple times I took my eyes off the prize, y'all. I know a few people prayed for my demise, y'all. But like cream, I had to rise, y'all. Oh my, y'all. I could've died, y'all. A couple times I took my eyes off the prize, y'all. I know a couple people prayed for my demise, y'all. But even birds with broken wings won't fly.
All right, that was Down by Run the Jewels off of Run the Jewels 3, which just dropped like right around Christmas. I have time for two more songs. I'm going to go for it. One of the other tracks that I discovered like 4 days ago but have been listening to really obsessively ever since is the final track by Marina and the Diamonds off of Electra Heart, which was 2 albums ago. Marina and the Diamonds, I had like neutral opinion on her for the longest time, and then something clicked inside my brain and I fell head over heels in love. She makes the kind of pop music that completely bypasses all of my critical faculties and it just like goes straight for the feels. It's also pretty well made. So, this is Fear and Loathing. Please enjoy.
Instead of calling
That was Fear and Loathing by Marina and the Diamonds off of Electra Heart, and it's going to bring me to the end of my show. Thank you so much for tuning in. Thank you to Object One from Critical Unity for calling in and having just a great interview. Radio Free Thinker is up next, and I am going to leave you all with a track called Love by Familiar Wild off of the album Things We Forgot. I will not be here next Tuesday. There is an art drive going on, so there is no Particles and Waves. I will be back the following Tuesday with a lot more music for you. Thanks again for listening.
I'll keep holding on, hoping you'll do the same.
Please remember to watch your language.